إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تبارك وتعالى من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم ونسأله التوفيق والسداد إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يا جماعة المسلمين. Today we have entered the seventh day in this gracious month of Ramadan, asking Allah the Almighty to accept our ibadat, to record us amongst His servants that have been earmarked for being saved from going to the hellfire in this month and beyond. As the custom would be for this session, we will start taking some questions, but in the absence of any for now, we'll just go ahead to the question. But I told you yesterday, based on the information that I received from the managers of the festival for the past 13 years, I said it, they told us that it's not in Baqarah. From that time in Kaduna, we have reached up to Surah An-Nahl, chapter number 16. So for the benefit of our viewers all over the world, and especially those who know the conduct of the tafsir, so we are coming down to the place we were informed about, which is now ayah number 81. In Surah 16. Let's have the first reading.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والله جعل لكم مما خلق ظلالا وجعل لكم من الجبال أكنانا وجعل لكم سرابيل تقيكم الحر وسرابيل تقيكم بأسكم كذلك يتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تسلمون فإن تولوا فإنما عليك البلاغ المبين يعرفون نعمة الله ثم ينكرونها وأكثرهم الكافرون.
Allah the Almighty says in this ayah number 81 in chapter number 16, والله جعل لكم مما خلق الظلالا. You see, Surah An-Nahl, I will have given you introduction, but because we have already dealt with major part of it, so maybe time to time I may say a little about it once again. It is one of the names of this surah. It's called Surah An-Ni'am. It is the chapter enumerating Allah's incalculable bounties on people. It talks about Ni'am of Allah. He has given you these, that. Among the ni'am of Allah is وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِمَّا خَلَقَ ظِلَالًا. From what Allah created, Allah has made for you ظِلَالَ shades. Yeah, you know, there are trees, there are vegetative covers. You go and take a rest under a tree, especially in the month of Ramadan when the sun is scorching, you know, in some places you go under the tree, the shadow tree, and then you take your snap, you sleep. Allah says, I did it for you. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِمَّا خَلَقَ ظِلَالًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ أَكْنَانًا. And from the jibal, what is jibal? The mountains Allah created for you. Aknana, shelters. Because in the mountains there are caves. There are some people who have their houses in the cave. That is aknana. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you sarabila. That is garment. garment you wear. Okay? تقيكم الحر. The garments that protect you against the severity of the heat. Yeah. تقيكم الحر. والسرابيل تقيكم بعثكم. And some garments like the shield protect you during the war. Then he says, كذلك يتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تسلمون. In this way, in this manner you have heard, Allah fulfills, Allah complete His bounties on you, perchance you may be submissive to Allah. You see, if Allah gives you bounties, He wants you to thank Him. Look at yourself critically. You begin to enumerate things that Allah gave you. The power of seeing, the power of hearing, the power of talking, the power of smelling, the power of walking from here to any part of the world, the ability to understand, the ability to read and comprehend. I mean, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ. Allah says in the same surah here, if you were to take into account Allah's bounties, you will not be able. Similarly, in one chapter, Allah says, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Okay. If the waters of the world were to be turned into ink, imagine Mississippi River, the Caspian Sea, the Indian Ocean, the Red Sea, Atlantic Ocean, you name it, let them all be turned into ink. Yet, who can write well? Who will be writing? Yeah, Allah gave us this fact. Allah says, لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ. The water will have been consumed without taking one single account of Allah's bounties. Ya Allah. That is why in chapter number 14, ayah number 7, Allah warns. He says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. If you thank me on my bounties, I will increase you. That if you deny me, my punishment indeed is severe. So, Surah An-Nahl is in this spirit, recounting, enumerating, telling us Allah's incalculable bounties. Next ayah. Did you read it?
No.
فَإِن تَوَلَّوْ. Then Allah told the Prophet, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْ. If these people you are preaching to, Tawallah, if they turn back, they turn away, okay, after hearing everything, they decide to turn away, فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. All on you is the clear notification. That is balag. Balag is give notification. Just preach the message. لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْدَةٍ. In anta illa nazir, your own is to war. If the turn away, you have done your own duty. يَعْرِفُونَ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. They know well Allah's bounties. They know Allah's blessings. Okay? ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَهَا. But they deny it. They are in the behavior of denial. If Allah gives you a new car today, it is Allah's name. So somebody decides to abuse the name by carrying girlfriends and the prostitute. Allah gives you newly built house, gigantic house, but somebody throws party where, you know, things were drunk, alcohol. What is that? Don't tell me, no, it is my own. I do as I wish. No. You cannot do you wish. If you're a Muslim, you do it as your Lord wishes. But they know Allah's ni'mah, but ثُمَّ يُنْكِرُونَ. They deny it. وَأَكْثَرُهُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Most of them are rejected of faith, unbelievers. نعم.
ويوم نبعث من كل أمة شهيدا ثم لا يؤذن للذين كفروا ولا هم يستعتبون.
ويوم نبعث من كل أمة شهيدا. Remember the day when we shall resurrect from each and every ummah shahida. On the day of Al-Qiyamah, all the people will have a witness to bear testimony for or against them. Okay? ثُمَّ لَا يُؤْذَنُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And then the unbelievers will not be given any permission. وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ. Nor shall they be asked to appease. That is, they will not even ask to do something to please Allah. Because the time for them to repent has already lapsed. Na'am.
وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الْعَذَابَ فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْظَرُونَ.
وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الْعَذَابَ. When the wrongdoers, those who did wrong, who wronged themselves, because wrongdoing here is called az-zulm. Yeah. Wrongdoing is called az-zulm. Worshipping an idol is wrongdoing. It's transgression. It is called transgressive wrongdoing. So those who committed wrongdoing, when they perceive, when they see Allah's punishment on that day, فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمْ. Never, never will it be lightened for them. The punishment will not be made light. عَنْهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْظَرُونَ. And they will never be given any respite. They will not be reprieved. If the punishment comes, that's all. They will test it severely. No any, you know, removing the punishment. It will just be continually coming against them because of what they did. Now,
وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا شُرَكَاءَهُمْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ شُرَكَاؤُنَا الَّذِينَ كُنَّا نَدْعُو مِن دُونِكَ فَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلَ إِنَّكُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَئِذٍ السَّلَمَ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ.
Allah the Almighty says, وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الْعَذَابَ. Is it the place? وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا شُرَكَاءَهُمْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ شُرَكَاؤُنَا الَّذِينَ كُنَّا نَدْعُو مِن دُونِكَ. Allah says, when those who committed shirk, those who associated Allah with partners, on Al-Qiyamah, when they saw their associates, because human system, human nature is that people have friends. Those doing good things have shuraka. Those perpetrating evil too have their shuraka. Shuraka means associates. Their colleagues, their comrades in arms, as they say. So when those who committed shirk, when they saw their associates, then they say, Rabbana, this were the people we were doing together in the world. We were together in the world, committing shirk together. Hawla shuraka'una alladhina kunna nad'u min duni. They are the ones we used to worship, Ya Allah. As if they were saying, we are not the only ones to be punished, they too should be well punished. فَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلَ. The associate replied, that is, they retorted back, saying, إِنَّكُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. You are lying, we are not. It tells you, as the houseman says, laifi ba shi da Ubangida. On al-qiyama, man will be denied because wa kana al-insanu aksar shay'in jadala. Man is by nature argumentative, incurably, pathologically argumentative. So on that day, they will deny by saying innakum lakadibun wa alqaw ila Allah yawma idhni salam. On that day, all of them surrendered to Allah. They submitted. You see, the submission should have been done in the wall. You will have been surrendered, you should have surrendered yourself to Allah in this life. Not until after living this life, you have died, you have crossed the grave on Al-Qiyamah day, then you are surrendered. Too late. But Allah says on that day, وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَ إِذْنِ السَّلَمِ. They submitted on that day to Allah. وَظَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. What they used to, you know, fabricate, ظَلَّ عَنْهُمْ, disappeared from them. They couldn't get them anymore. Now,
الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ زِدْنَاهُمْ عَذَابًا فَوْقَ الْعَذَابِ بِمَا كَانُوا يُفْسِدُونَ.
الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, also those who rejected the faith, وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and barricaded people, or they blocked you from Allah's way, زِدْنَاهُمْ عَذَابًا, we shall increase against them our punishment. فوق الأذاب, upon the punishment they have been receiving. بما كانوا يفسدون, for the corruption they used to perpetrate. Next ayah.
ويوم نبعث في كل أمة شهيدا عليهم من أنفسهم وجئنا بك شهيدا على هؤلاء ونزلنا عليك الكتاب بيانا لكل شيء وهدى ورحمة وبشرى للمسلمين.
ويوم نبعث في كل أمة شهيدا عليهم من أنفسهم. Remember when we shall raise, okay, we shall raise from each and every community a testimony bearer for them, min anfusim, amongst themselves. Waji'ina bika, and then we shall bring you. Who is this you? We shall bring you bika. This cup refers to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We shall also resurrect you, ya Rasulallah. Okay? Surah litakuna shahidan, surah to become a witness ala ha'ula on this Muhammadan nation, the Muslims. Okay? That is why Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ لَنَا وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ
شَهِيدًا.
In Baqarah. We are going to be a witness concerning the previous ummah that came. And the Prophet is going to be a witness on us. Allahu Akbar. So here, once again, the message is reinforced here. وَجِئِنَا بِكَ شَهِيدًا عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ, and then وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. This is ayah number 89, chapter number 16, Surah An-Nahl. Allah says وَنَزَّلْنَا. Okay, the difference between anzalna and nazalna, this is a technical question that needs to be explained. You see, sometimes Allah says wa anzalna, sometimes wa nazalna. Any difference? Yeah, grammatically speaking, there is difference. If you go to the sign of as-sarf, etymologically speaking, okay, because nazala is to send something instrumentally in piecemeal, that is nazala. But anzala, something to be brought down in block. Why? Now, you say the Quran was revealed once. Allah says inna anzalnahu. He didn't say nazalnahu. The message there is It was taken from Allah al-Mahfuz, the protected tablet. Okay? In the month of Ramadan, precisely 17th of Ramadan. Down to a place in the next heaven, in a house called the House of Majesty, Bayt al-Izz. There the Quran in block was kept. That is Anzala. But from then down to the Prophet, it used to be revealed in piecemeal, piece by piece, depending on situation. That is Nazala. So combine the two. Alright? Because there are some people, some non-Muslims who want to confuse the Muslim children, especially those who go to America and Europe studying. Okay, you say Quran was a real one. But you are saying it was written to the Prophet in 23 years. How? They want to be cunning. They want to be cunning, trying to confuse the innocent and unsuspecting, ungrounded, maybe, Muslim child or youth. Otherwise, it's a simple case. Anzala, one. Nazala in piecemeal throughout how many years? 3 years. And it was revealed to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gradually so that the mind will be equipped, will be grounded in memorizing, in knowing the Book of Allah. So, now, Allah says, we wanazzalna alayka. How do you translate it? We reveal the book to you in piecemeal, in order to take care of the word nazzala. If it is anzala, it will reveal it in block one. But here, instrumentally or in piecemeal. وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبِّيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. The book clears everything, explaining, detailing everything. Allahu Akbar. Somebody said, one doubting Thomas asked a scholar, he said, well, you tell us that the Quran has everything. Yeah. Can you show me how bread is made in the Quran? Imagine what he was challenging. He wanted to know how can bread be made from the Quran. Because it's in the Quran, everything is there. The sheikh just laughed. He said, okay, let me go and show you. He took his hand. They said to a baker, you know baker? Somebody having bakery. He said, Mr. Baker, show me how do you make bread. He explained everything from A to Z. He said, look at it. So he told the man, Allah says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُ. So by this, Quran contains everything. Because if you don't know, go on, that's all. Okay. So we have revealed the Quran to you, Al-Kitab, in piecemeal, تِبِيَانَ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, you know, making everything clear, clearly explained. وَهُدًا, and as a guidance, وَرَحْمَةً, as a source of mercy, وَبُشْرَى, and glad tidings, لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ, for all Muslims. إِنَّ اللَّهَ
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. Allah commands you to maintain al-adl. What is adl? Justice. Do justice. That is number one. Wal ihsan, and goodness. Goodness is doing something good, simple. Smiling at the face of your wife is goodness. Smiling at the face of your friends is also goodness. Do not wear mocky face. You are always as if you are worried. No. Malam says, وَكُنْ بَشًّا كَرِيمًا ذَنْبِصَاطٍ وَثِيمًا يَرْتَجِيكَ جَمِيلَ رَعِي. Always become bashan. You know, smiling. كريماً generous and level-headed and be of benefit to the people. Allahu Akbar. So Allah commands you to do justice. Justice even against your enemy. Yeah. Let me give you an example. If this is a judge, two litigants, the lawyers know them, what I'm saying, litigants, come to a court. They are having a kind of a litigation amongst them. The judge knows one of the two persons is his own friend, but he is on the wrong side. The second litigant is on the right side, but it's his enemy. Whom should the judge give judgment in his favor? If he's going to maintain justice, he shouldn't consider friendship or enmity. Give right to whom right is due. I don't know if it is clear to you. That is an example of what justice. Okay? So Allah commands you to maintain justice and goodness. وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى and rendering the right to your kindred. Who are the kindred? Your kith and kin, your blood relations, your younger brother, elder brother, your uncle, your niece, your whatever. These are dhul qurba. Give them their rights. You are a millionaire. You have the money. You have everything. But unfortunately, your elder brother, younger brother is suffering. You have a lot of clothes to wear. But your uncle is going in a tattered cloth. How do you even enjoy it? Allahu Akbar. You have more than 20 cars. But your uncle is going on a motorcycle. Allahu Akbar. So give your blood relation their rights. وَيَنْهَا أَنِ الْفَاشَى and Allah forbids you from al-fasha is the evident corruption. Any act of disobeying Allah to the point of becoming widespread is called al-fasha. That is why zina is called al-fasha particularly. وَالْمُنْكَرْ and any munkar, something deniable, is to be denied. In the deen, ankarahu. Okay? Don't do it. Walbaghi and transgression, aggression against people. If you look at these teachings, you will see they are beautiful teachings that we have. Ya'idhukum, Allah is preaching to you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَجْشَانُ maybe, hopefully, تَذَكَّرُونَ you will remember. Oh Allah, make us remember.
Amen.
May we receive the message so that we practice it before our time of living the world. Next ayah.
وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدْتُمْ وَلَا تَنْقُضُوا الْأَيْمَانَ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ
Another set of rules and regulations. وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ Fulfill Allah's covenant. That is Ahadullah. It is part of Allah's covenant as we are going to pray.
No.
We should go for Hajj. We're going to maintain Tawheed. We're going to respect our parents. If public property is under our care, we shouldn't steal. It's part of what Ahadullah. By extension, it's not lawful for market people, for example, for traders, to be exploiting the need of people. This time of lockdown, you see some people when people are chanced. Like last Thursday, when people had opportunity just to go outside to make buying before Ramadan, you know how prices skyrocketed, sort of unnecessarily, just because of bad hearts of people. You are buying something right now before you leave the place, the price is skyrocketing. It's part of breaking Allah's covenant. And it's not going to be a blessing for you. You'll see the money, but the barakah is removed from you. From time to time, we are seeing calamities, market engulfing in fire, yet we refuse to take heed, as if we are animals. رَبِّ اسْتَمْلِلْنَا مِنْ أَحْوَالِنَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَأَوْفُوا بِأَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا أَهَدْتُمْ. Fulfill Allah's covenant after you have taken the covenant. وَلَا تَنْقُضُ الْأَيْمَانَ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا. Do not break your oath. You know oath? After it has been confirmed. وَاللَّهِ تَاللَّهِ I will give you my pen to write. Okay. Don't break it. This is our teaching. And say, no, I'm not. If you break it, you have to do expiation. You have to do kafara. How many days fasting? How many? I'm asking you, how many?
Three.
If you break your oath, how many days?
3 days.
3 days. That is not fasting you should do first. If you break your oath, fasting is only one out of the three options in kafara.
Hmm.
What you should do is to feed people. Feed 10 people. The ulama is saying, if you have the money to feed, don't do fasting. You have to feed. So you can only go to fasting if you don't have the means to feed people. But if you have the money, fasting is not accepted. You have to do it in sequential order. First, you give food to the people. 10, if you cannot, then you go to fasting. Not even fasting, you give them cloth. Our case, what to do? Then for malamiyajid, Allah says, for those who cannot afford it, then fast. Yeah. Al-Raqaba?
Mm.
Concerning the fast. Yeah, setting free.
Mm.
Setting free, you know, a slave. So I am saying, if you have made an oath, fulfill it. Do not break it. Okay? وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ لَعَدْ وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا. Whereas you have made Allah the one you rely upon. Okay, Allah knows what you are doing. Since you have made Allah the Almighty, who is overseer over you, meaning you have mentioned Allah's name, you say, Wallahi billahi Allah. So why do you break it? You have made Allah kafila on you. So be very careful. Next ayah. Inna Allah ya'lamu ma taf'alun. Allah knows what you are doing. Look at it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا. Everything you do, Allah knows this. Because nothing, you know, is in hiding in the presence of Allah. Next ayah.
وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا تَتَّخِذُونَ أَيْمَانَكُمْ دخلا بينكم أن تكون أمة هي أربى من أمة إنما يبلوكم الله به وليبينن لكم يوم القيامة ما كنتم فيه تختلفون.
Allah says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا. Still, you can see the chain of teachings given to us. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَابًا. Do not be like the one that on Tuesday, okay, has found threat. Women used to tweet and weave, you know, weaving. So do not be like the one that losing her spawn trait. The meaning is, do not live the right way of Allah after it has been made strong. Remember the quote in Ankasa, تَتَّخِذُونَ أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ. You are using your oath as a means of deceit. Somebody will be swearing by Allah to deceit. Wallahi billahi, I bought this cellular phone, so amount of money, but it's lying. Do not take Allah like this. You are making the name of Allah. In a hadith I read, Allah says three kinds of people I'm going to fight them on Al-Qiyamah. Three categories of people I will fight them. Number one, رَجُلٌ أَعْطَابِ ثُمَّ غَدَرَ. Whoever that gave my name to deceive people. You can imagine. So he lies, he swears to Allah, he wants you to believe in him. That is why he is swearing to Allah for you. So such a man, such a person will definitely earn Allah's, will earn Allah's anger and Allah's condemnation. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik.
Amen.
Okay? تَتَّخِذُونَ أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ أَن تَكُونَ أُمَّةٌ هِيَ أَرْبَى مِنْ أُمَّةٍ. Just because one community is more affluent than the other. إِنَّمَا يَبْلُوكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِ. Allah only tries you by what he gives you. If you are given wealth, somebody is not given, well, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. It's a trial. You to whom money is given, not because you are better than this guy. You are given knowledge, you're not with anybody. Okay? Though knowledge is a source of coming near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So life is a field of trial and competition. That is the essence. وَلِيُبَيِّنَنَّ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. And Allah will explain, will detail you on the day of Al-Qiyamah on everything you use to be different. Allah will explain to you your differences, you will see the results. Now,
وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَكِنْ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَكِنْ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, had Allah willed, had Allah willed, if Allah had willed, لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً, he will have made you one community. If Allah had will, you wouldn't have heard of any kafir. So whatever that happens, there is Allah's knowledge. إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَكِيمٌ, Allah is all wise. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ, Allah is all knowing. Okay? وَلَكِنْ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, Allah misleads whom he pleases. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ, and guides whom he pleases. Oh Allah, guide us, don't mislead us. وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Certainly you will be questioned on Al-Qiyamah Day on whatever you used to do. Next ayah.
ولا تتخذوا أيمانكم دخلا بينكم فتزل قدم بعد ثبوتها وتذوقوا السوء بما صددتم عن سبيل الله ولكم عذاب عظيم.
ولا تتخذوا أيمانكم دخلا بينكم فتزل قدم بعد ثبوتها. Allah says, do not take your oath as a means of deceit between you, like I told you earlier. Okay? Swearing as a means of deceit. فتزل قدم بعد ثبوتها. Otherwise, a foot slips after it was firm. It uses the word the foot here just as a figurative speech. Otherwise, it's talking about the man as a whole. Do not take your oath as a means of deceit. Otherwise, you slip away from the right way. And you test the negative effect of what you're doing. Bima sadadtum an sabilillah, on account of blocking people from Allah's way. Walakum azabun azim, for you shall be tremendous chastisement and punishment. Next ayah.
وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا إِنَّمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِأَهْدِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Do not traffic for miserable price with Allah's covenant. Meaning Allah's rules and regulation should not be trafficated. I mean, should not be means of selling and buying. Like how? Do not make Allah's covenant a source of commercialization. You give fatwa because you want something from people in the name of scholarship. You just tell what pleases the gallery, even if it is against Allah's wish. Don't be like that. If any scholar, anybody is claiming to be ma'alim, chef, whatever, is only there trying to please the people, playing to the gallery. He gives you the fatwa that suits them. He gives fatwa here and there. Then he's not a scholar. He becomes satanically controlled. A'udhu billah. Okay, don't do that. إِنَّمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. What is with Allah is by far better for you. What can people give you? Nothing. إِنَّمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If only you know. Had you known, oh, you will know that what is with Allah is better for you. Because what is with Allah is what? It's permanent. As you will see in the next ayah.
مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٌ.
نعم.
وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٌ. الله أكبر. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ. This ma is either masdariya or masdariya or what? Or mausuliya. That is ma indakum, ay alladhi indakum, min al amwal wal nuqud ila akhirihi yanfadu. That is mausuliya. Or it's just masdariya. That is mata'ukum aw jam'ukum, with you yanfadu comes to an end. Whatever you have, your possessions will come to an end. But wama inda Allahi baq, what is with Allah remains permanently. And we shall recompense, we shall reward those who persevere. We shall give them the reward of their patience بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون.
With the best reward for their deed.
اللهم اجعلنا من الصابرين.
آمين.
اللهم اجعلنا من الصابرين.
آمين.
اللهم اجعلنا نصبر على كل قضاء قريته يا رب العالمين.
آمين.
One more time. Okay. So patience is very important. Be patient during sickness, during lockdown like this time, during disease, during hunger, during death, during calamities, be patient. And you should be repeating, Inna lillahi wa inna, what?
Ilayhi
raji'un. That is your trademark. That is your benchmark. A true believer should not play with this kalima. Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقَصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. What again? أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. So with this, why should you worry yourself? Be saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In every given situation. Similarly, in Surah Zumar, Surah number 39 and Ayah number 10, Allah says, إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب. Certainly, those who are patient, who patiently persevere, shall have their recompense incalculably. Doesn't think about patience in the Quran, in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's take maybe the last ayah.
من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون.
من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه. Look at it. حياة طيبة. He that acts righteously. من عمل صالحا. Whoever that does righteous deed. من ذكر amongst the male or unsa or female, regardless of sex. You see, in the eyes of Allah, inna akramakum inda Allah atqakum inna Allah alimun khabir. In Surah 49, ayah number 13. The base of you in the eyes of Allah is the base character-wise, is the base attitudinally. So now, a woman can do something good and scale through.
No.
Man can do too. So, man amila salihan, whoever that does what is good, min zakarin amongst the men, or unsa or female, but with condition, wa huwa mu'min, as a believer. So it tells you, if somebody does something good, as a kafir, Allah will never accept. If a non-Muslim, for example, takes care of breaking the fast in our areas, for example, you say, well, Muslims, so we know that you are fasting, take this 200,000 naira, go and buy for a fast. Will he be rewarded by Allah? Or, not to say rewarded, will it be accepted by Allah? Because rewarding is different, acceptance is quite different. He can be rewarded. Allah gives more out of this world, which to Allah is nothing. But accepted hereafter, it will not be accepted. You get it?
Yeah.
Allah says in Surah number 20, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا
وَلَا
ولا هضمه.
So the condition is who woman. If somebody does what is good, male and female, whereas as a believer he is, فلنحيينه حياة طيبة, we shall cause him to live an excellent life. لا إله إلا الله. Some people think that for you to enjoy life, you must be millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, septillionaire, any near.
Come on.
How many people with money, incalculable amount of money, where are they today? Where is Rockefeller in America, for example? Where are they? During his time, they said he was having only $1 billion then, and he was the king of good money. But today, where are they, MC? They have gone. كَأَلَّمْ يُخْلَقُوا أَوْلَمْ يَكُونُوا وَهَلْ شَيْءٌ يَكُونُ مِنَ الْبَوَارِ. Just an example. So whoever that acts righteously, male and female, as a believer, we shall cause him to live a good life, excellent one, and we shall recompense them. We shall recompense them, that we shall give them their reward. بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, in the base form, consequent upon their actions and deeds. I think we stop here. That is ayah number 97. So we ask Allah the Almighty to give us understanding of His book,
Amen.
To give us ability to read the Quran,
Amen.
In the best way that Allah wants it,
Amen.
To give us ability to act upon the teachings of the book of Allah,
Amen.
To record us amongst His servants that will be saved from going to hellfire this month,
Amen.
To remove from the Muslim Ummah this scourge, this ravaging monster,
Amen.
Called COVID-19. Ya Allah, we ask you out of your infinite mercies to come to our assistance, to remove the fitna, to remove the trial. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We meet next. Wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Q&A. Babu.